Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thank you for listening to Spin, the Rally Pod, brought to you by Dirtfish Rally School. For your chance to experience life behind the wheel of a rally car, head to drive.dirtfish.com to find the course that's right for you. What are you waiting for? We're right here waiting for you.
Welcome to another edition of, well, I was going to say Spin the Rally Pod, but it's not really Spin the Rally Pod because there's just me. I'm David Evans, so hello, welcome to Dirtfish on a very, very big day in terms of news. Driver market, what's going on with Toyota Gazoo Racing, everything has been agreed and delivered. Today we know Kalle Rovanperä will drive a part program next year. We know he's likely to share that car now with Sebastian Ogier. So we thought we would bring you words from all of the key people. So without further ado, let's listen to what Kalle Rovanperä said about his decision as defending World Rally Champion not to contest all of the rallies next season.
So yeah, of course, first of all, I'm really happy to sign again with Toyota Gazoo Racing. The past years have been really good. We have been really successful also, so really happy to continue with the team. But yeah, next year is going to be a bit different for me and Jonne. We are going to see some changes, so it's going to be interesting. We are going to be driving half season with Jonne. And yeah, there is few reasons behind that, but the biggest reason, of course, is that I've been driving rally for a really, really long time at the moment, and I just felt that now it's a good moment to take a bit of break, to recharge the batteries and to have a bit of time off, let's say, to focus on the future more, to have more energy and more push in the next coming years. So that's the main reason for the decision. Yeah, of course, I understand. It seems that we are really young. It hasn't been so long in the let's say WC category, but of course I've been driving for a really long time already. I don't know, 6-7 years full season, let's say, even in the smaller categories. So of course when you're young and most of the time has gone to rallying, it feels a lot. So I think it's a good moment to have a bit of reset from that.
Sometimes in the last couple of years you've made it look easy.
Yeah, it takes a lot of energy and a lot of time to do these seasons, so that's definitely the biggest reason. We are going around the world all the time, and when you are pushing for the championships and for the wins all the time, let's say mentally you're all the time in the competition mode throughout the seasons. So yeah, it takes a lot of effort and strength to do it.
We know the next year?
Yeah, let's see what comes next year. I haven't really decided what else I will do, but like everybody knows, I love all kinds of motorsport, so I just hope we will for sure have some fun events to do, hopefully some cool events in drifting, hopefully maybe in rallying, and what else I don't know yet, but I'm sure we will drive something nice.
And what about the?
Yeah, it's gonna be definitely different approach next year. It's not fully decided what races we will do, but it's gonna be anyway some races which are really good and positive for us. So yeah, really looking forward to be starting with some nice starting places on the rallies, with some starting order being a bit better for us. So yeah, I'm sure we are going to enjoy it.
One of the key areas of Kalle's deal is obviously how long does he run that part program for? Is it just 1 year? Tell us, Kalle.
Yeah, definitely the plan is only for next year. After that, we are already signed for full seasons for the next coming years. The contract is multi-year. So yeah, for sure, it's only one season of this, and then we are fighting back fighting for the championships full time.
Kelly's teammate Elvin Evans will start his fifth season with the Finnish-based Japanese manufacturer. He's excited about what sits before him in 2024.
Yeah, 2023 has been a year of progress from where we were at the start of this generation of car in 22. So relatively happy about that, and of course excited now moving to the future. Very happy to join Toyota Gazoo Racing World Rally Team again for 2024, and hoping for bigger and better things. It's been quite a number of years we've been working together now, and it feels more and more like home. Well, I massively enjoyed my first 4 years with the team, and I'm very excited to continue my collaboration with Toyota in the future. It's a fantastic team with some great people who are, always seem to be motivated for achieving better things, and hopefully that fits in line with what I'm also trying to achieve, and we can have a lot more success in the future. Of course, this year we were at least more of a threat to Cali in the championship, so it seems that we're getting better and better with each rally that passes with this car, and we hope to continue that progress and be even stronger in 24.
And of course, we've got Sébastien Ogier back for another part season of his own.
Of course, really happy still with Toyota Gazoo Racing. The season has been good for me, but generally and more importantly, I would say for the whole team, managing to clinch both titles is great. So of course, I'm looking forward to stay in this environment and try to continue this success story. Yeah, well, of course, in my eyes, there is no reason to change. You know, we are happy together. I really like the relationship with the whole team. So honestly, at the end of the year, of course, always coming some other offer or some discussion. But honestly, there was never any doubt for me to change. So it was pretty clear that I wanted to keep the TJ overall next year.
The big question at this time of the year, obviously, is will we see Sébastien Ogier in Monte Carlo? Can he tell us any more about his program?
Well, yes, I think I don't need to say that. Everybody know I will most probably be in Monte Carlo. So for sure, that's the first one. But the program should be pretty similar from what I've done this year. That's a balance I really enjoy at the moment. So as long as the success are there for me and for the team, I think, we should try to carry on in a similar way.
Now, the man who's been central to all of these agreements, all of these deals, is Toyota Gazoo Racing team principal Jari-Matti Latvala. Jari-Matti can talk us through some of the thought processes that have gone on.
When you have the drivers who have been able to win the Drivers' Championship title, Co-Drivers' Championship title, and bringing us to Manufacturer Championship title, it means we have the best lineup. And I'm confident to continue with the same drivers, because we know that they like the car, they like the team. So they are also confident to keep working with us.
But we kind of need more from Jari-Matti, don't we, on that key decision about what it is, why it is that Calle Rovanperä is stepping back from the full program.
Calle Rovanperä is going to do a half a season. This is what we have been now been thinking after. We've been discussing with him and looking what would be the best opportunity. We see together that in this point of his career, this half a season is a good solution, because we want to see him having the full seasons later in the future. Yeah, with Kalle, I have to remember that Kalle is 23 years old. But in fact, it sounds that he's young, and he is very young. But actually, he has been driving rally cars since he was 8 years old, and his steps to the top level has been, I would say, not completely professional from the 8 years old, but I would say call it semi-professional way. And then already on his age, when he was like 17, then it was already started to be on a professional way, targeting to the championship, to be in a manufacturer's team and fighting for the driver's title. So it means he has already thousands of kilometers under his belt, when some other drivers have only done some 100 kilometers by the time they have been 17. So that's where it's come from, that Kalle has done already a huge work, and now it's time to a little bit relieve that work, a little bit relax the mind, that there is energy for the later years.
And what about Latvala's thoughts on the rest of the lineup?
Seppi is continuing with us. He has been a great asset over the years for us to to win the manufacturer championship titles, and of course he has been winning drivers titles with us, but together with Kalle and Sepp, we believe they are really a strong asset for the manufacturer championship title when Elvin and Taka are doing the full season. And this package comes now very nicely together that we should be strong in the manufacturer championship title hunting. Elvin doing a full season, we know his capabilities, he's able to win the rallies, he has been runner-up in the championship many times. There's everything, he can go, he could even win the title, but I think with Elvin it's better to just, we start, looking the season as we go event by event, and we hope he's doing his best, and then we see where at the end of the year where we are. It's no point to look too much and about the year itself. Rallies are different, things are happening, but just to do the best effort what you can every round, that then finally brings things together, and then you can win the championship. You can't force the championship. It will come when the time is right. And with the Taka, we already see an amazing job this year in Rally Finland. He was finishing on the podium, which is a high-speed event. Earlier, of course, we've seen Taka doing podiums, but this was the first time when he could see him in a high-speed event. So that's also promising, very good. Now when he's doing a full season in 24, as he has done now in the previous years, but 24, I could think we can see we can start looking that now Taka is in the speed, I would say almost every rally to look in to fight for the podium. So this what we want to see and we hope to see is that Taka is with the speed wise now over there, because the experience and the speed is coming together.
Jari Matti and the team have talked about four drivers for next year, but obviously one of them in four drivers, three cars. Is there a potential for a fourth car at all this? Is there a potential for a fourth car in the year to come?
Yeah, there might be even some rally where we have four cars driving. So it's even possibility that Kalle and Sepp will be in the same event, even they are splitting the season. And if that is happening, we can also see a customer car there. He has been speaking with some of the customers, and there's a lot of interest for our car. We already have had in the 23 season, we have had customers. And so now it's something what we are also excited to say that we have a car available for drivers to experiment in Rally 1 in the World Rally Championship.